Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Yvonne Lee, a rheumatologist with Northwestern Medicine. Good to have you with us today, Dr. Lee.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here, Robin.
So let's talk a little bit about arthritis, because it's estimated about 1.5 million adults in the United States are living with rheumatoid arthritis. So what are the most common symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis? Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, so rheumatoid arthritis is a type of arthritis that typically affects the small joints of the hands and feet. And so common symptoms include joint pain, stiffness, more often worse in the morning than later in the day, joint swelling. I would say those are the most common symptoms. People often also complain of fatigue, or they may experience some other symptoms such as dry eyes or dry mouth, low energy levels, and things like that.
So how is rheumatoid arthritis diagnosed at Northwestern Medicine?
Rheumatoid arthritis is typically diagnosed by a rheumatologist at Northwestern Medicine. We use information from a combination of sources. The physician will typically ask about symptoms, like which joints have been painful or swollen, is there stiffness in the morning, are there other symptoms like fatigue. They'll perform a physical exam, focusing particularly on the joints again to see if there is tenderness and swelling there. They will also likely order blood tests to look for markers of rheumatoid arthritis in the blood. These may include tests that look at inflammation, such as the sedimentation rate and C-reactive protein. They could also include tests like such as rheumatoid factor and anti-CCP, which assess specific antibodies in the blood. However, it should be noted that these tests aren't the be-all end-all for diagnosis. You know, rheumatoid factor can be positive in some cases where you don't have rheumatoid arthritis. And there are times when these tests are negative, but we still diagnose people with rheumatoid arthritis. So it's a combination of factors. And then x-rays may also come into play, or sometimes even ultrasound of the joints.
So what you're telling me is that having an expert, the right expert to help you get a diagnosis is critical.
Yeah, I think definitely. It definitely behooves you to be seen by a rheumatologist.
Well, if you're just now joining us, I want to welcome you. You're just in time for Voices of Better Medicine. As we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you, I'm Robin Rock, and Dr. Yvonne Lee, a rheumatologist with Northwestern Medicine, is joining me today. We're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm wondering if there are any risk factors for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say there's like any single cause for rheumatoid arthritis, but rather a combination of factors that increase your risk. It's likely a combination of having specific genes that may increase your risk, plus certain environmental exposures. So having a family history of rheumatoid arthritis does increase your risk, but you know, not everyone with a mother or father or even an identical twin with rheumatoid arthritis will get rheumatoid arthritis. Even if your identical twin has it, the chances of you getting it are still probably under 50%. And then regarding environmental exposures, I think the most well-established risk factor is smoking. And this increases with the amount and duration of smoking. It can also make the disease more severe itself once you have it. And then also being overweight or obese is also associated with a higher risk.
Wow. Okay. So with that in mind, what treatment options are available at Northwestern Medicine?
You know, we have been lucky in that there have been many treatments developed over the last few decades for rheumatoid arthritis. For long-term management, we typically use a category of drugs called DMARDs, or disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. And there are different types of DMARDs. Conventional DMARDs include drugs like methotrexate, which is often the first-line treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. It's a bi-mouth medication usually taken once a week. There are also biologic DMARDs, which target specific parts of the immune system or pathways of the immune system that cause inflammation. And most recently, more these DMARDs called targeted synthetic DMARDs, which are oral medications such as tofacitinib, baricitinib, and upadacitinib. So a lot of different options out there now.
So would you say that there are better treatment options available today than maybe there were 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've gone had a definite boon in treatment options for rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, Dr. Yvonne Lee, rheumatologist at Northwestern Medicine, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for your knowledge and for your time today.
Thank you. It's been great being here.